You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test. 1, 2, 3, test.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Happy, 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 happy anniversary. I don't know how it goes.
Closer to the mic.
Really? After all that, you couldn't figure out.
Closer.
Turn mine up.
Go ahead, let me see.
Turn it up. You don't say closer to the mic, you adjust here, don't you?
I don't know where to adjust.
Oh God!
Do it. Talk.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary. Happy, 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 happy anniversary. Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
Oh, you're on mic one. I'm on mic two, but mic one doesn't seem like it's really.
Well, it's probably best after that song. People are probably throwing down their earbuds.
Ugh, make it stop.
All right, let's go. So, you ready to go? Are you ready? We are ready. Welcome to the My Wife Hates Me podcast. This is the podcast out of our house, and today is our anniversary, 10 years. Happy anniversary, Bonnie McFarlane.
Thank you.
Do you think in the last 10 years you have been happier than ever, sadder than ever, or a little neutral?
Oh, no, not neutral. Definitely not neutral. Some of the happiest times in my life. And some of the worst times of my life.
There could not be some of the worst times of your
house
life.
House burning down?
Yeah.
Might have been the worst time of my life.
Hold on. Okay, so you said the house burning down is one of the worst times in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying as a couple, you and I.
Yeah, also some of the worst times.
I can't think of any bad times. Not too many.
Well, I don't want to bring them up.
Well,
but I can. I can think of some very hurtful,
but not,
sad situations.
But not as bad as the baddest times in your life. Not as bad as when you had breakups with your other boyfriends. Those were just arguments.
Those emotions pale in comparison to the ones I have with you.
That means they're bad. Badder. Not as bad.
Really?
They what? They pale? What'd you say?
They pale?
I don't know.
In comparison to the emotions that I have when I'm with you.
First of all, that sounds like a song, but I don't understand. They pale in comparison with the emotions I have with you. They pale in comparison. So that's what we have to figure out, as pale in comparison means.
I'm going to kill myself right now.
It doesn't mean I'm going to kill myself right now.
Figure this out because can't. Come on, really? It's not that difficult.
You're trying to say they don't even come close in comparison.
I'm saying the best and the worst of times have been all right here in these 10 years, okay?
No.
Yes. Yes.
I can't believe it.
Heartbreak and also good times.
I don't see any heartbreak. I never broke your heart.
Oh, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I've never left you. I never.
That doesn't matter.
I've never been caught with another girl.
So?
Who drinks big gulps?
Stop. Why?
I'm asking why.
You didn't ask why. You said, who does it? You saw me do it. So you know the answer to that.
You.
So what are you really asking?
Why do you drink big gulps? You're like one of those.
Okay, I'm going to give you three reasons.
Okay.
One, the dinosaurs are extinct. Two, I'm constipated. Three, I enjoy it. Which one do you think it is?
The dinosaurs are extinct.
That is correct.
Can I have a sip of it to see what it tastes like, please?
Oh, God.
Is it diet?
Yes.
That's a lot of.
It's mostly ice. It's so cold. That's what's so great about it.
I'm not a fan. It's too watery.
Okay.
Now, let's get down to tactics.
Tactics?
Brass tactics. Is that the saying?
Nope.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What is the saying?
Brass tacks.
No.
What are brass tactics?
I don't know. I've been getting wrong with a couple sayings lately.
Lately?
I think I wrote one on Twitter. There's something wrong in Denmark, but that's not it. It's from Shakespeare.
I don't know that saying.
Whatever. I don't want to come off like I'm stupid. All right. We got a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk
about. Maybe a little late for that sentiment.
We have a lot to talk about and not a lot of time.
Why?
Well, because I have to go to work tonight. We're running late.
You have to leave.
I'm going to leave at quarter.
We could have done this tomorrow morning.
No, then it would go up too late. And tomorrow, you know what I think?
But I was thinking today, why do we have to do it on our anniversary? We're really giving a lot to this podcast, so even on our 10th year anniversary.
Well, we went out for dinner last night. We celebrated last night.
Right.
I brought you flowers today that I think are beautiful.
They're very nice.
Very pretty. I love the colors.
Very fall.
Very fall. Very fall. The one rose in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all roses are boring, but when you have an assortment of different, some daffodils, some tulips, a
Where's
rose.
Where's the daffodils?
There isn't any, but I'm saying in general.
Oh, okay.
Those are, I don't know. Those are, what do you call it?
Mums?
No. No.
Doesn't matter. Let's move on.
I'm saying this assortment of colors that just looks... Something about flowers, like when we get really rich and have our place, a mm-hmm. new place, I'm going to have somebody come in and put flowers every week.
Okay.
Have a florist. That's how nice our place is going to be.
Oh.
We'll have our own florist.
Oh.
a lot of people when they get money, they have their own florist.
Yeah.
You know that?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I never thought of it. I never, when I think of being rich, I don't think about the florist part of it. That's my error.
A lot of people want an assistant. They want a driver. Some people want bodyguards. Their own bedroom.
Some people want that.
Oh, yeah. I want a florist. Hmm. I want my house to be beautiful green and a nice smell. Hmm. Like when you walk in, it smells like... Like a garden.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wonderful.
Would you like that?
Love it.
Okay. We have something to strive for. All right. Back down.
Do you think now's the time to get the florist? Let's wait on the florist. Just a few more.
All right. Let's get down to brass tactics.
Are you really going to push for that saying?
That's the saying. If you look it up, on
Google. You have the computer right in front of you.
I'm
can't
using
believe
it
you don't know how to open a new window.
You want me to open a window as we're recording on a computer? You want to take that chance? Oh, my goodness. And we have a computer right next to us.
All right. Say brass tactics. I don't really give a shit anymore.
It might be brass tacks.
Cool. What?
Brass tacks.
What's getting down to brass tactics? What is the thing?
This weekend I'm at Uncle Vinny's.
I didn't know the brass tactics was plugs.
This weekend I'm at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, and then you're at Governor's.
I don't know how tactics has anything to do with plugs, actually.
What do you? I saw in my car. First of all, swallow your fucking mouth. No, okay. Can you swallow what's in your mouth?
I don't have anything in my mouth. What? That's my tongue.
Go like that.
There. What?
All right. We're just fucking around. Let's get started for real. So last night we went out to a great place for dinner. Bonnie hooked us up. That food, I think... I didn't like my main course.
I didn't like it as much as you did. Well, I didn't like my appetizer as much.
I liked my appetizer the best.
But my main course was pretty good.
My appetizer, my salad, whatever that was.
It was a blackened Caesar salad.
Yeah, but there was kinds of fish and stuffing in it. There was all kinds of weird stuff on it. Yeah.
They I've seen it done on Top Chef. They char the lettuce.
Yeah, but there was like sour cream in it and some kind of fluke or some kind of fish. It was excellent. And I didn't like what I had for my main course. My dessert was excellent. The clams on the half shell were good, even though Opie thought they were too big. We went out to dinner with Opie and Lindsay after court, which we'll talk about. We were also invited last night to that party Anthony had at Caroline's, which we would have never made because we didn't get out of court until... What time did we get out of there? Like 7 o'clock, and we got there at 3:30.
We left. My appointment was at 4:30.
Well, your appearance. That's when you were supposed to...
Yes.
Well, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
A lawyer?
In July, I believe. Yes. I went through a red light. Through, I believe, no fault of my own.
Started off green.
It started off green, turned to red.
As you were stuck in traffic.
As I was stuck in traffic. So I pulled over and went into the gas station. While in the gas station, getting gas, a cop walked over to my car and proceeded to give me a ticket.
Do you think if you would have kept going, he would have...
Yes, I don't think he would have stopped me. It was so much traffic that I was thinking, how could he have? He was parked on a side street. I mean, it would have been difficult.
What a cunt cop.
And...
Motherfucking, what a piece of shit.
Well, the thing I said to him, no, I didn't go... I was like, no, I didn't go through a red light. And he was like, yeah, you did. That was red. I said, no, I go, I don't understand. It was green. Because I always thought if you were in the intersection when it was green, then you're not really going through a red light.
That's what I would think.
But whatever. So then he goes, well, let me go. They always do this. They say, let me just go check your... He goes, do you have any, like, outstanding warrants or whatever? I go, no. He goes, let me go run this and see. They just act like they're just going to go check up on you and make... And then when they come back, they're going to be like, you know what? You're clean. You're good. No ticket. But they always come back with a ticket.
Yeah.
Which he did. Came back with a goddamn ticket. And then I was pissed. And I said, you know, I do a lot of benefits for the police.
It's too late once they write it.
Yeah. Anyway, so then I tried to mail in the... Yeah.
The payment.
The payment, and they sent it back to me and said, no, you have to appear in court. Yes. And even when I asked the prosecutor, why did I have to appear in court for this? He goes, I really don't know.
He was a piece of shit, too.
So we got advice.
From a lawyer.
From a lawyer.
Andrew, we're not going to say his last name.
Who said to us, go in
early.
Line up to talk to the prosecutor, try to cut a deal, try to get the thing dismissed, and then if you can't get dismissed... Ask for this certain whatever thing.
Have it lowered.
Yeah.
A 456.
I don't know if you're supposed to be saying that.
Yeah, it's a violation.
So Rich was like, we got to get there early.
We were told to.
Which I didn't want to do. So night court starts at 4:30, so no one was around.
We got there at 3:30, right?
Right. So we go in and we start asking, like, well, where's the prosecutor's office? We were told to line up at the prosecutor's office. And the woman who was sort of running things.
Well, no, first, the security guard. The security guard. No, you had to go through security first.
Yeah, right.
You know, a metal detector. And we asked that guy.
Yeah.
And he kind of was foreign. And I thought he just didn't understand. Or he goes, nothing opens till 4:30. I said, well, we were told to get here.
So we went back outside and we called the lawyer. To ask him if we were in the right place or doing the right thing. And then we came back
and we talked to cops, too.
And we asked at the lady that was running the thing, the cop lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cop lady who will play a big part in this story. And she was, like, kind of rude. She was like, it'll open at 4:30. At 4:30, you'll get your chance to see the prosecutor or whatever. And we were like, okay, because we were told that there was, like, a place to line up early. She won't have any of it. So we sit and we wait until 4:30. Then?
And we might ask a question in between, like, is it alphabetical order?
Right.
Nothing rude.
No. And then,
but I asked something that she was rude to me about. What
this
was
later on.
No,
this was later on when you were saying to her, "What? I don't understand why we're waiting so long. We were the first ones here," and then she was like, you will be seen when it's time for you to be seen or whatever. So we were the first ones there. We put, you know, when we go, when it open, when the court opens, they ask for your summons. You give it to her, and then you're seen in order of the summons. Except for some reason,
they slipped ours to the back of the.
We no, it's like they completely they pretended to lose our summons. That woman did. She really didn't like Rich at all.
But I didn't do anything.
But whatever, because it comes out later. So then. It's like there's two people left, and she comes out and she goes, "If I don't call your name, you know, whatever." And she didn't call her name, and then so we said, "Well, what happened?" She goes, and then Rich was like, "Well, what happened with our summons? We gave it to you first, and it was so clear that we were the first ones there. I was dressed up because I was going out for dinner. I mean, it was like everyone else is just wearing like jeans and t-shirts." It was just like we stuck out.
Yeah, we are
white. She would have known when she looked around the room at everyone. Oh, they were first. We were the very first ones in there. And she knew we were because she then later. Okay, so then, whatever. So we're the very last people seen. We go into the prosecutor. We ask him if to dismiss the case. He says no. We say, can you drop it down to whatever it is? He says no. We said, oh, I've been instructed by my lawyer. And he's like, well, is your lawyer here? We said, no, he's not here. He couldn't make it. And he was like, well, you know.
It's- and they can drop it down. He said, he gave us this long thing about, you know, some people tell the truth. Some are lying. Some are actors. Some are poor that can't, you know,
articulate what happened. Some people are really good at articulating what happened and you want to believe their story, but then that's not necessarily the truth.
And so he said, I treated everybody equally. You know, everybody has a story and I treat them all as if.
Yeah. So I was like, fine, whatever. I'll just sign the
But then
thing.
I asked some questions and Bonnie thought I was rude, but I said to him, I go, I have been.
You seem aggressive, but I think, in those situations.
I was very calm. I said to him, I go, well, just years ago, I went in front of a judge and I talked to the prosecutor and they dropped down my thing. Can this be dropped down or dismissed? Like, why? Right. You know.
But now we've been there for 3 hours. We're getting irritated. And
he must have seen me out there raising my hand. Like, every time he would come out, he'd say a name, but ours.
Yes.
And we're like.
And Rich can't help but act like he's in like a silent movie, like of anger.
Just one time I went, are you kidding me? That's all I did in my head.
Well, no, you were kind of a little bit at the end.
At the
upset.
End. So were you. We were both upset. You know, because clearly
then,
they pushed our paper.
Yes. So then the woman who lost our paper walked by
when we were in the courtroom
can I tell this part?
I don't
and you not, went like this, you dumb cunt.
No, I didn't. No.
Under your breath. Yes. And then I was like, Rich, like, because you're not supposed to talk in the courtroom at all. It says there's big signs, no talking while the judge is sitting there. So we're waiting for our.
Well, maybe
now we
got to
wait again in the courtroom.
And we keep and we hear all we hear in the courtroom dismissed. Everybody's going up there. One guy had 3 or 4 violations dismissed. Everybody had fucking dismissed.
So then, whatever happens, you know, I go up, I say guilty, I whatever. Now we're waiting back outside the courtroom for the piece of paper to come out. And we're just asking, when does the piece of paper come out? But Rich is being, at this point, Rich is being little, because you knew, because I even said, Rich, relax.
But he brought out papers without ours again. He brought out 2 other papers.
I know, but they were already waiting out there for the papers.
Yeah, but I thought they were, but I didn't get it. When we went back into the courtroom, the prosecutor said, go back in, it'll be a couple of minutes. Remember when he said that?
Yeah, he said, you're almost, there's not that many people left because we were the last ones.
Yeah, but it wasn't. We were still in there for about 25 minutes.
Yeah, because we had to wait till all, like, it gets backed up in there.
Yeah.
So whatever. At this point, I'm resigned to like, okay.
They beat us.
Yes, but then you started like, where's our paper? The guy was like, look, he's like telling you to calm down.
I was going...
Right, but the guy was getting like, calm down.
Look, I'm not the only, like, you always act like, no, this is not the way it is. But when 17 people are saying you're acting out of line, perhaps, even if in your own head you don't think you're acting out of line, you're acting out of line.
By asking questions and why?
You when, come across as very aggressive. Nobody's saying you're wrong. We're say, I'm, I tried to tell you this last night. It's not that you're wrong. You're right. It's just that
I want justice.
Okay, but whatever. You want justice for yourself.
No, for
no.
For, you didn't. You know, if you, you know what? If you would have pleaded not guilty and it went to trial, you know.
I'm not going to come back.
I bet you the cop wouldn't even show up.
It doesn't matter.
Then they
I'm
would
not
suspend
coming back
it.
And doing it again. I don't care.
You should have pleaded not guilty. Because it cost you almost $400.
It cost me $400 to not get any points on my...
Yeah, because if you would have said no...
It would have cost me $140, but I would have had 2 points.
And, but then your insurance goes up.
Yeah, so it's either worth it to pay the $400. Yeah. There's nothing you can do. You really want to come back? No.
No.
You pay
you're not going to win because you know what the deal is.
You're not going to win.
Once you're in court, once you're there, they're getting money from you usually. Because yeah. That's their business. We got to get money and pay
well,
for
it. Well, the cop, because I got mad at the cop that somehow, that I bet you that's why I couldn't pay that ticket online. Because when I yelled at the cop when he gave me the ticket, this is all like...
I think they all...
You know, and then you came in. Okay, so then what happened was when we were waiting for the... When we got the paper and we were going to go pay, Rich made some passive aggressive comments.
No, I said to the guy who gave us the paper, thank you.
At least there's one nice person working.
I go,
here.
At least there's one nice person.
At least there's one. You kept going. You were poke, poke, poke. At least there's one. I mean, hey, no response. At least there's one nice person.
I know. I didn't
here.
Say it more than once.
No, you did.
No.
You did. Yes, you did. Until the woman finally was like, look, you've been a dick, basically, since you got here. She said, you've been obnoxious since you got here. You know, whatever. And she goes, I didn't lose your paper. And you were like, yeah, you did. Then he walks towards her. She walks towards him. It's like, it's on. They both have... like built up hatred for the other person, and now they're going to get it out. So a shouting match starts, and she's like shouting at him, at Rich. You know, you've been obnoxious since you got here. You think you know, saying you want to talk to the prosecutor. That's not how it works. And you're like, I'm allowed to ask questions. And I was saying, look, you've got it wrong to the woman. He was just asking questions. I go, you're completely inaccurate, But I was trying to stay calm in the situation. She did have a gun. And then she yells at, she goes, I know what you said under your breath. And she goes, she goes, you're lucky I didn't. She said, you're lucky I didn't arrest you for contempt of court.
That's not what she said. She goes, I could arrest you for contempt of court for yelling.
No, because she said, I heard what you said under your breath. She said, I heard it. I heard what you said under your breath. I could have arrested you for contempt of court.
How could she couldn't?
That's
prove.
When I was like, "Let's go."
But she can't arrest me for contempt of
you
court.
You were in the courtroom when you said the word "cunt," regardless if she could prove it was about her or not. And let me just set you straight: they don't have to prove fucking shit, okay?
Yeah,
they
know,
just have to say this guy's out of line. He's going. Could you imagine getting arrested for a fucking moving violation? I mean, come on.
On your moving violation.
Yes. But that's the thing with you. It's like...
I'm trying to help you.
Give up. No.
Yes.
No matter what happened. Look, if I'd gone in there by myself, I would have come out with the exact same situation, except nobody would have yelled at me. It would have been the exact same thing. I would have paid that
fucking
ticket.
But do you think that lady was an asshole? Was she
Absolutely.
A mean...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think you're right. I think you're right, except for the calling her cunt part.
Under my breath. I
what? It doesn't matter.
And I wasn't talking about her. I wasn't talking about her anyhow.
Stop. You were. Why would you? Why are you trying to lie to me?
I don't
I'm
know
not
her
the
name.
Fucking judge.
I don't know her name. I
Rich,
didn't say.
Stop. Stop. You're acting ridiculous right now. If you tell the truth, then people will believe you when you fucking talk. But you're just lying for no fucking reason. Who are you calling a cunt? Me? The
no,
judge?
I don't even
the situation.
The situation?
No, you weren't.
I think I was.
Rich, stop.
I go, this is...
Stop. Fucking... Are you really... I don't get how your brain works. She walked by, you go, that dumb cunt.
I didn't say dumb cunt.
Whatever you said the word cunt because I looked at you and I went, Rich. Because you don't know how loud you're being because you can't hear very well. Which was the excuse you used to the woman when she said you were yelling. You go, I can't hear very well. So maybe I was talking loudly when I didn't realize.
I'm not as bad.
Yeah,
as,
I wanted to say yeah.
I'm like, not as bad as Vinny.
You're not a bad person, but these are instances where I knew. Well, I said when we were going in to talk to the prosecutor, I go, please don't say anything. Please let me just talk.
And after you talked and we got to the... Look, we went in there against... She already didn't like us. So we went in there against a losing battle right from the beginning. Right from the beginning.
If you weren't there, I might have been able to convince him that...
No.
That,
but when you would have walked in too soon...
But I saw the situation. He was just like, not going to budge. She'd already told him we're dicks or whatever.
But we were never... Before that, we weren't
dicks. It doesn't matter if we were or we weren't. We were perceived as fucking assholes.
Okay.
Why? Because you went in, as you do, full fucking throttle.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I walked
you
up
do.
To the...
You're
Syrian
aggressive.
No.
Rich, when we went to Amsterdam and we were going to buy pot...
Not we. You, came you with were me. Going to get pot.
Okay, yeah, but you came with me, and even though it was me that was buying the pot, that I was going to walk up to the counter and fucking, you walked in and you were like, we need some pot. You were so aggressive. Everyone like...
But I was doing that for you. I was getting you pot. I don't want you to be taken advantage of.
See, this is, but like, once again, you refuse to see the situation
I
from anyone else's
I would,
point
listen,
of
this
view.
Pot wasn't for me. I just want people to know that was for
okay,
Bonnie.
Okay, no, right. And this was before Raina was born. This was like...
It's when Bonnie smoked pot.
I'm just saying.
She doesn't smoke pot anymore.
Rich, I'm just saying.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you berate me.
I'm not berating you. I'm saying, hey, life is full of these fucking situations. If you can take something in and learn from it, so be it. I don't think you were wrong. I do think she was a bitch. However, everyone in that courtroom thought you were a dick.
Not everybody in the courtroom.
A lot of people did.
Who? Name another person.
The prosecutor thought you were a dick.
No, he didn't. He didn't even know
he did.
No, when we walked in there, he was probably, or they already said to him, these two are assholes. So I asked him normal questions. Normal. And I wasn't a dick.
You were aggressive in there. I was like, well, then why did I keep going?
I said, can I ask you
Rich,
a question?
Please.
No.
Please. I kept saying, Rich,
no, you're too, you're too.
No.
Listen, people.
Look, I...
Okay, here's
okay,
the deal.
Can I just point out one thing and then we'll move on? Okay. At no time did anyone yell at me, I could have arrested you for contempt of court. And yet you're saying that I handled the situation wrong. Think about that.
Okay,
about that.
No, because you hide. Here's the problem.
You always have an excuse and a reason.
I'm not an excuse.
But wherever you go,
Stop it. Stop. It doesn't always turn ugly. And the only reason it turned ugly, because I was there because of you. Okay? I didn't have to go and sit for 3 hours. I did not have to do this.
Right.
I talked to the lawyer not once did you.
That
not
is
once.
Not true. Stop it.
Did
I
it.
Did say thank you. And
No, stop. To do
stop,
with thank
stop
you.
Right
no, you
now.
Stop.
No, this is what you're doing right now.
What?
This is what you're doing.
What?
You're seeing that you're getting backed into a corner.
No,
so
no.
Now you're going to turn it around and you're going to fight to the fucking death and you're going to make
fight.
Me wrong in this situation.
I'm not making
Don't
you wrong.
Make me wrong
I'm
in this situation. I didn't do anything wrong.
No, I'm the one who talked to the lawyer online what to do. I'm the one who printed out
Fine,
all the
I would, Rich, the situation would have been exactly the same whether you had talked to a lawyer, whether you would come with me, whether you hadn't come with me. I ended up paying the most amount of money. I stayed for the longest amount of time. It could not have gone any worse than it did.
True. You're right.
Okay.
It couldn't have gone any worse.
So there you go. So
but
that's
it's
the
not, it's not my fault it went worse. It was that bad. It's not my fault. You're acting like I walked in there screaming at the time.
No, I never said that.
Right.
But at some point, you should fucking admit in your at least to yourself that you can come across. Sometimes you're very polarizing. People either very really like you or they're put off by you. And this is one of those situations.
That's with everybody in this world.
No, it's not with
well,
everybody
you don't think
in
people,
this world.
You come
I'm
off?
Also very polarizing.
Yes, you don't.
I agree.
You don't come off.
But
people
I know
are sarcastic.
That about myself.
No,
yes,
you don't.
I do 100%. I know that about myself. I know when I'm fucking pissing people off. When I'm
well, I didn't go in there. I didn't think I was pissing anybody off by asking questions. By asking
I'm
normal
saying, yes,
questions.
Yes, of course you didn't know. But in retrospect, when you look back, you go, "Oh, I guess I could, next time I would do it a little differently. I would go in." You tend to go in. full force to things. You walk in, you don't take in the situation, you don't try to figure it out for yourself. You just start going, I need to do this, I was told to do this, here's how da 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 da. And that's not bad. I'm just saying that some situations might require a tad more tact, a little bit more of a like, let me be a little quieter. Let me not ask. Like, first of all, I did question why you were asking everyone you met, including the guy who just was there for his own court appearance. You asked everyone where that fucking prosecutor room was. No, you asked the lady at the window when we first got in that we had to like check in with.
Because I was told to ask for the prosecutor.
Then you asked the guy who was just doing the...
Well, if no one's answering me, I got to find... If I'm told to ask...
Well, you walk in, you look around, you assess the situation.
I did.
No, you didn't.
All I saw was a security guard.
You walked in, you started asking the guy who...
All right, look, here's the deal. I walked in and I saw security guards. I go, where do we go to talk to the prosecutor? He goes... Nothing opens before 4:30. I go, we were told to come early. That's all. That's all. And then, and he won.
Kept saying, though, I don't know. We don't open. And you kept asking.
He doesn't know
him.
He's there every fucking day. How could he not know?
Because
that's his
there
job.
Is no, because that's not how it works at that court.
What do you mean that's not how it works? He's there every day. He knows. He could have said to me at 4:30, the prosecutor comes. He could have said that, and then everything would have been fucking... He goes, I don't know. And I'm thinking, how the fuck do you not know? Because you're here every day. So I said, where do we see the prosecutor? I don't know. At 4:30, court, I don't know. He didn't say, which he could have, but this fucking asshole who barely spoke English... I don't know. So I'm going, okay, I was told to come here. Okay, so then we go through and I go to the lady. Where do we see the prosecutor? I was told to come early. The lady is, court opens at 4:30. So nobody would answer my fucking question right from the beginning, and I'm getting aggravated because they're acting like I'm some kind of asshole for asking questions. So yeah, no, I didn't do anything wrong. The guy who was working at the fucking metal detector knows. The lady behind the counter, who was a bitch from the beginning, knew. They were all, because they're having a fucking cranky day, that some white people come in and ask a normal question. Sorry, we don't go to court every fucking day or every week. It's been years since I've been to court. Where do we see the prosecutor? Oh, 4:30. This is how it happens. This is how it works. Okay. Then from there, nothing. I might ask one question. Is it alphabetical order? Because I looked at the list on the wall and Voss was at the end. I go, is it alphabetical order? You'll know when it happens. So you know what? They hate their fucking jobs. So if anybody questions anything they do or say, I'm the fucking asshole. The prosecutor is making dick fucking money. He's there at night. He hates his fucking job because all day long he just sits in there and hears fucking traffic stuff. And he didn't think when he went to fucking law school that he would sit in some cubicle arguing over traffic fines. So fuck him. Fuck her and fuck that whole situation because I did not do anything wrong.
I didn't. You're what? Okay.
No, I didn't do anything wrong. All I was doing was inquiring, and
but
nobody.
What about when you started yelling at her at the end, and then she was like,
"No, she started first." I said to that guy,
no,
"I go."
You walked away saying,
"I said to
at
that
least
guy,
one person's nice around
you're
here."
You're right, but
okay,
I didn't say.
But I'm just saying, like,
you're
did
right.
You do
he was nice.
Wrong there. Did you do good. Anything wrong there?
Yeah, I instigated.
Okay, there you go.
I instigated.
Thank you.
But I wasn't going to come right... He was nice. That guy was nice because he did explain
to us. You couldn't leave without expressing your point of view.
You're right. Because she fucked us and she fucked you. Okay. And you know it as well as
yeah,
I know
but
it.
I would have just left.
And then guess what? It might have festered inside you.
No, it wouldn't
you.
Have.
Yes, it was. Yes, it would have.
Sometimes it's okay
to
not
get fucked.
Win.
You're right. I didn't win. We lost.
Yes,
but I can
we lost
express.
Big.
I can express my feelings, and I can express the fact that I know.
Okay, I can't argue with you because you're just
you're the one who like, said that she's the one who you know.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, there's certain times in a situation where you escalate it, and then it's like then
it's over. We lost.
You could have fucking got arrested.
I'm not getting arrested for what?
Contempt of court, as she said.
I don't think they arrest people in there for talking. They might say, shh, calm down, don't talk. I wasn't a defendant.
What if she had said, he just called me a cunt as I walked by and arrested you. And you were like, I didn't say it. And it doesn't matter. They're going to believe her.
And then you got arrested for contempt of court. I'm just asking, what would happen then?
Then
would you have been in the wrong? Then would you have admitted I shouldn't have done that?
First of all, you can't.
You keep acting like I did something. You keep going. You are too Canadian. You don't stick up for yourself. You don't say things. It's like, yeah, because I look at the situation. And I go, well, there's no winning here.
That's not true. Sometimes let me go home.
I know, but why am I not allowed to criticize the behavior that makes someone yell
you.
At you? I could have arrested you for contempt of court.
That's
but
her
you're
opinion.
Allowed to,
she
to
could
criticize
you.
Me.
I'm not
for,
criticizing you. I didn't
for
criticize.
Following, just following. The,
I didn't criticize you once in this whole
yes,
thing.
Yes, you have.
No.
You kept saying, I went with you because you don't know how to stick up
no,
for yourself.
No, that's not true. No, that's not why I went with you. I went with you because we were going whatever. I didn't go with you.
I never said I went with you.
Don't put words in my mouth. I never said I went with you because you can't
stick
up. You said
it. The prosecutors, I said, okay, fine. You go, you wouldn't have tried to get it.
You're right. You wouldn't have tried
to
talk
to them. I said what the lawyer told me to say. I could tell the guy was like, nope. And I was like, fine.
Let me get out of here then.
But then I said, why? You kept talking to the guy and you didn't change his mind.
But we found out why. I go, why? Why can't you? But he can. But basically I'm saying, why are you not dismissing this or knocking it down? Why? What's the reason? Okay, because there's, listen, if he would have said, well, she was mean to the cop, or you, he, what's the reason? Because I didn't even know at that point. Then it hit me, you know, she's in there saying they're assholes. Okay, she didn't like you either. She don't think she liked you, that lady.
I'm not
cop.
Saying either way. I just
she said you both came in here arrogant. You both came in here. She said both of you
yeah,
came in here.
But I said I didn't say anything.
Huh? No, when we first walked in, you probably said, where's the prosecutor too? We both, all I know is she didn't like us. If I would have realized that she obviously said to the prosecutor, don't give them a deal. Because everybody else was getting dismissed or getting a deal. So I want to know from the prosecutor, why can't we get a deal? That's what happens. Why do we sit, whatever. And so, look. You know,
but sometimes in life things aren't fair and you got to just accept it and move on. That doesn't mean you go and have some fight and you just make it worse for yourself.
I didn't make it worse with the prosecutor. I couldn't get any worse with the prosecutor because he gave us three options.
I know, but sometimes, Rich, it's like I'm just saying right. Like there are times when you look, I have a hard time controlling my emotions. I'm like a fucking baby about shit. But I'm saying like there are times when
the only thing I did
it works in your favor to be able to control your emotions and go
thing,
sit in the
yes.
car and call her a cunt at that point.
The only thing
not
I did
in the
wrong,
courtroom.
The only thing I did wrong is when I was leaving, saying to that guy, at least there's one nice person here.
Yeah, okay.
That's the only thing I think
and then
I did wrong.
And then you wanted to instigate and you wanted her to yell at you so that you could yell at her about all that pent-up emotion that you had. That's what you wanted.
But you're the one who kept saying to me, see, you don't understand.
But I'm having like these quiet little conversations.
But you're saying to me, she's the one who hit our paper. She's the one who lost our paper.
I know, but I wasn't...
So you don't think that's feeding into my anger?
Okay, well, I'll try to remember that later that you can't... Like, that's what people do. They, like, talk behind people's backs and then they go home and they, like, call the woman a fucking asshole. But they don't do it in the court.
Yeah, but you're
that's the point. I forget that you can't you have whatever your issues are. Holding your tongue is not one of them.
Yeah, I'm just.
It's not one of your better qualities. You're not able to do it.
Okay, and one of your bad qualities is not expressing yourself but expressing it to me and building up my anger.
Okay, well,
Do you think you helped build up my anger by kept saying she's the one who did this? She hit our paper.
Okay, that. But if you're saying that I did that, then I did do that. But that wasn't my intent. My intention was to just us to have, you know, of course we're complaining to each other quietly about the bullshit situation that we're having. But to me, that seems like a normal way to deal with the situation, not yelling at, I would never yell at someone with a gun.
No,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, she's in charge.
You didn't yell at the cop giving you the ticket? Did you yell?
Well, I don't even think that would be classified as yelling. No, I was like, I can't believe that I'm getting a ticket for this. He goes, for what? Going through a red light?
Well, see, you...
Like that.
Okay, so you disagreed with the cop and you aired your grievance. I don't believe I did this. I didn't yell at that lady. I just reacted to her yelling at me. I go, we have not been assholes. I didn't come out yelling at that lady. I don't think I raised my voice to that lady in the hallway there. She started yelling at me. She was an alpha male lady that hates her fucking job. Do you see her sitting
there?
I think
she likes her job.
No, I think she's sitting there playing on her phone. She's miserable. You cannot like that fucking job.
I think she liked it.
You really think she likes her job?
Yeah, because she likes the power that comes with it.
But she doesn't have the power.
Well, she has power over you in that situation.
The power is deception, the power of lying or whatever. The judge has the power and the prosecutor. Yeah, she has say. She probably went in the prosecutor's office and said, they're fucking assholes. Because they asked
questions.
Well,
she was mean to us from the get-go.
She was mean.
I agree.
I was never mean in the beginning. I might have been aggressive or loud.
No, I don't think you were trying to in any way be a dick at all. I just think sometimes your personality is very strong and you don't see that.
Okay.
You're like trying to get what you want. Like, yeah. And so you're okay. Asking everyone... you even like that guy that sat down next to us, you kept saying to him, you kept bringing it up. I mean, I was supposed to talk to the prosecutor. I mean,
I said it to him once or twice.
I'm saying you didn't ever accept the situation as what it was. You were like, I got this email from this lawyer that said I was supposed to talk to the prosecutor early. We got her early. That's not the situation. And now I can't believe that's. No.
All I know is one time I went to court. I don't even know how long ago it was. It could have been 10, 20.
Who cares?
I saw the prosecutor. I don't know if it was before court, after court. All somebody had to do was give me a straight answer. And it took forever to get one from that lady. And that's why I come off like an asshole, because all I want is the fucking answer. We know we could have came back at 4:30. We could have left and
right,
came back.
Right, but do you suppose, and I'm not saying that you had to be like this, but do you suppose if you hadn't been asking the people who, you know, that didn't speak English very well, that were checking us in, the security guard guys, if you hadn't been asking them, and then you just walked, when we got inside, you went over to the lady behind the counter and you said, I'm just curious as to how this works here. Can you fill me in on, because I was told, whatever. I don't know that she would have been different, but I'm saying it might have been different. Like, these are tactics that you've never, ever employed. You've never tried to do it that way words that are necessary. You only use the amount of words absolutely necessary, and that's not how life works. Sometimes you have to be like, excuse me, how
she
are
wasn't
you?
Doing anything. I didn't give up. You're right. You know what?
See how against it you are? You're like, I'm not
But I
fucking...
wasn't rude. I wasn't rude.
I'm not saying you were rude, but sometimes when you only use the amount of words necessary to get your point across, it seems rude to people. It's like when you call people and you go, where's my daughter? You know, or whatever. I've heard you say that to Kelly or, you know, whatever. Whoever answers the phone. Can I speak to my dad? You know, you don't say hi.
I always
how
say hi
you?
When I say when she answers. I always say hi. How you doing? Can I speak to my dad? I always say that. Okay, so I always say that. All I know is
sometimes you have a hard time, just doing these little things. So what? Just work on it. That's all I'm saying.
And yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let this be a learning experience.
Overall,
you're the greatest person in the world, and I think everybody.
She's stealing
knows
your
that.
Soda.
That's fine.
Come here, Raina. Give me a sip. Don't make a face. She imitates everything you do. Everything you do, she'll do it, especially if it's against me. It's like I'm living in a house.
Nobody's against you. This is a thing. It's like you give me information all the time on how I should live my life. You're constantly telling me how to live my life.
No,
and
I'm trying
to
help you.
Yes, you're trying to help me. And then that's what, when I try to help you with stuff, you completely put up a wall. You defend yourself to the death, and you will never look at a situation like, oh, maybe she has a point, or maybe she knows what she's talking about. Look, I don't know fucking how to talk to people very well. I don't know, I'm not the greatest salesperson in the world. I don't know how to do this stuff. I'm not like slick, you know, a lot of people don't like me, but I'm just saying, like, from where I stood in this particular situation, I saw in retrospect how you might have fared better. And that's all I'm saying. And then I don't know why you don't go, oh, think
could
about
you have
it.
Fared better in it?
I do believe if I had been by myself that I would have been in and out in about 5 fucking minutes.
No fucking way.
Yeah, you would have been the first one in. Because I wouldn't have, I would not have, I certainly wouldn't have asked 87 people. I would have went in, I would have looked around for the prosecutor's office. When I didn't see it, I would have went up to the counter and I would have said, is there a prosecutor that I'm supposed to talk to?
But
she would have said no, and I would have accepted that answer, and I would have sat there. Yes, I would have. And I would have sat there, and I would have been scared that I was wrong not to push it, and that... that the prosecutor was there, and the whole time I would have been thinking, like, if Rich was here, he would be in to see the prosecutor and have it dropped already. So, yeah, I would have been like, oh, I've done it wrong, but I still would not have pushed the situation because
well,
I know me,
I thought
and
we were
I would
doing
have
it wrong.
Given my paper, and I would have been the first one in.
No, you wouldn't have been the first. She just mixed those papers up.
So did she do it on purpose or not?
I don't. You think she did.
I think she did.
Of
course she did. So then I'm saying if I hadn't come in, obnoxious. She wouldn't have mixed it.
But I didn't come in obnoxious. I came in
okay,
as
I'm
a
not gonna
all right.
Keep arguing it. I'm not saying you're obnoxious. She said it. She thought you were obnoxious.
All right. And that other guy that came in, I was talking to with the hat. He was meaner than me and this and that. He's like,
doesn't matter.
But they're all so nice today to whatever.
Oh my God, really, Rich? You're gonna try to be like, yeah, to white people, we really get really get a raw deal there at Newark Court.
It was Jersey City.
Jersey City Traffic Court. The white person cannot get a fair shake.
Cannot. We had dinner reservations, you kept saying.
I was making a joke to you. I was being funny to you. That I was dressed up and had my Louis Vuitton. I was like, we have dinner reservations.
All I know in life is I left in my heart to help my wife out.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. But sometimes you got to like let go. You go into every situation. I must win. When you don't, you get very angry. And sometimes you can't win.
But it's not always winning. I just like justice. That's all.
Stop with the fucking justice. There is no justice.
Yeah, there is.
It's a construct
Anyhow.
Made up by society. There's no justice.
Anyhow, we got to wrap this up. Happy anniversary.
What a way to celebrate. I could have arrested you for contempt of court. I was like, oh shit.
They can't arrest me now. I'm gone.
Well, then you started worrying that she was going to send some summons to your house. I was like, she doesn't know who you are. She knows I'm your husband. I was like, she doesn't. It could have been anybody.
I'm sure they know. I think she's probably seen me on TV and then like, you know.
Oh, Rich, that's not true.
The prosecutor was in my audience once and I said something racial probably. They were against us from the beginning. And guess what? You know what? It's ridiculous. Now when you come through the tunnel, coming out of the tunnel into Jersey City, if the light's green, you got to stop until it clears out in front of you. Then you dash across. Everybody behind you is going to honk at you, but do not cross that intersection till you know that you can make it. That's all I'm telling people. When you come out of the Holland Tunnel and you get to that first light, if you think you can't make it, stop, and when it clears, go. Okay? And then you get through it, and then you keep going, and you stop at Dunkin' Donuts, and you look at how filthy.
No, don't stop.
Don't
stop.
Don't ever stop.
Don't get gas there. That's where they get you.
Go home. Go
yes,
home.
Go
straight home. All right.
Get on 78.
All right. I don't know how you're going to get on 78 being every road's closed going there, but get on 78 and go the fuck home. Hopefully 1 and 9 is open that night, or the Turnpike or Kennedy Boulevard. Just get the fuck home. That's all I'm saying. And then when you get home, you have a nice white Oreo cookie that Bonnie bought for Raina.
All right. Thank you.
Anyhow, this weekend I'll be at Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant. Next weekend, Bonnie and I together, Arlington Cinema Draft House.
Oh, but this weekend I'm at
Governor's in Levittown.
Governor's 18th and 19th.
Bonnie's at Governor's in Levittown. Go see Bonnie. Or if you're in Jersey, come see me in Point Pleasant.
Then the following week, if you're around the D.C. area,
come to the Arlington Draft House. It's fucking great.
All right.
And I want to apologize to the lady security guard that we didn't hit it off. I'm doing a 10th step, making amends. I'm sorry that our personalities clashed. I bet you if we met under any other circumstance, we would have got along. So on my behalf, I'm sorry that I came across as an aggressive ass, because that wasn't my intentions.
Intentions.
What did I say?
Attentions.
Intentions. So, hey, sometimes in life people don't hit it off, and they, you know, and the next thing you know, they're best friends, or they're married or whatever. So, you know what? Whatever I did, I'm sorry about.
This was a romantic comedy. You and her would end up together.
Yes, I didn't go in there wanting to
I know you didn't.
To get
I know.
To get enemies.
No, you went in there thinking, I'm going to get my wife off this ticket. I'm going to be a hero.
Not a hero.
That is exactly.
I don't know.
You're like, because you want to, this is the thing. You want to do stuff like that, because then for the next like 8 months, you're like, did I get you out of that ticket? Did I do that?
No.
Did
no.
I? That's what you're doing it for, right?
No, I'm doing it out of the
have
love I
have for
my
family. Have you ever
done
a good deed and then not talked about it?
All the time. Are you kidding me?
You're the best husband for 10 years. I love you.
Oh, I love you. Have a good night, folks. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.